please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Jew kills in the name of God. Well, let's go. Yes, there's this Jewish man who's killing people that worship false idols. So technically he's doing God's work. It's just in this day and age, we're not supposed to be a vigilante. And this is what this man is doing. Yes, but you know, it's okay because he's God's chosen people, right? Right? I guess. I don't know, maybe. Yes, in case you can't tell who's who, the one on the right in the blue, he's the one that killed the guy on the left. Yes, the one that has that Jewish gibberish shit on his neck. Yes, he's the one that killed this old dude because he's a pastor or something and he worships Jesus. So he says that Jesus is a false idol. So yeah, he nuked him from orbit. That's the only way to make sure, right? Well, let's hear it from this lady. This little tasty piece of ass. Let's see what she has to say. It's her job anyways.
Adam Sheaf, this man right here, he's accused of killing New River pastor Bill Shaneman. And he admits to our camera, to our Lauren Clark, that he is responsible for that brutal murder.
He made no bones about it. He says this was part of a...
Yeah, he said he made no bones about it. Yeah, because he pulled out all this old dude's fucking carcass. Yeah, that's pretty messed up. He killed this guy just because he worships a different god. He just was worshiping Jesus. Because this guy thinks because Jesus is a false idol and stuff, he deserves to die. Yeah, it's just because Jewish people don't worship Jesus. They don't consider him as the God's chosen son or something like that. So, yeah, pretty fucked up, I know, but it be what it be, yo.
Plan to kill 14 Christian leaders in 10 states across the country.
Yeah, this dude had a fucking dream. And to go to all these states and crucify fucking non-believers. That's what this guy did. Good job, guy.
Lauren Clark now joins us live to explain. And we've got a warning up front. These details are disturbing.
Well, John and Ellen, first of all, before I go into the details of that interview, I want to start with the man who is the victim in this case. I think that is super important. Pastor Bill Shaneman, he was beloved in his community. This was a man, according to people who knew him really well, who would do anything to help out a person in need.
Yeah, it sucks that all your good deeds go down the toilet. It doesn't mean shit. Just because some people think that you're less of a human because you worship different people. What a fucking prick. Just saying.
Light in his community. A light that Adam Sheaf admitted to me right here in the Coconino jail about 2 hours ago that he took. He showed no remorse or regret for his actions.
You know what? I respect that. He's a man of his convictions. Yeah, not being convicted, I mean. A man that he means what he says and he says what he means. Yeah, there's very few people that do that shit. He followed a plan and he stuck to it. So yeah, that's cool. Yes, you should follow your religion to the T. But what if it follows you to do crimes? I don't know. You gotta decide what's more important. Your God or your government? I don't know. This guy chose God, so... You know, you're not supposed to fuck with God.
Led into the room in shackles, Adam Christopher Sheaf admitted to murder.
Did you kill Pastor Bill Shaneman?
Yes.
He justified his actions with religion, citing his twisted belief that Christian pastors are leading people to a false path by following Jesus.
It does say in the Bible you're not supposed to worship false idols, so technically this dude is correct. So, yeah.
He said Pastor Bill was the first in a plot he called Operation First Commandment, aimed at killing and then crucifying 14 Christian leaders across the country. He admitted that he was about to kill two priests at the...
So according to the Brave Browser, it says that Jewish punishment in Bible times, as it says, which included stoning, burning, decapitation, and strangulation. So these are the traditional ways of nuking the Jewish people, right? But then it says right here in the bottom, if you go all the way in the bottom, it says the Talmudic law also states that the authority to apply capital punishment ceased with the destruction of the Second Temple. So technically, this guy wasn't supposed to murder this pastor dude. So yeah, well, it's according to Brave, so I don't know, man. This is maybe a little snafu this guy hit. Just saying.
Chapel of the Holy Cross in Sedona before he was arrested by police.
The day that I was going to execute that priest, I tried getting into the back of his car, and there was like an older lady that was on like a small little bicycle that got in my way.
Let me guess, this dude got saved by some old bitch in a scooter. Oh shit, some boomer saved somebody for once. Instead of getting fucked by a boomer, you get saved though, one. Yay! At least the Social Security did something correct, right? Oh well, sucks for this Jew, right? Just saying.
And I was just gonna get in the backseat and tell him to drive to his house.
I asked if Adam was ever victimized by anyone in the Christian faith. He said no. He said his family is Christian and that he had a good childhood. He denied being mentally unwell.
But Pastor Bill, speaking...
Yeah, the dude said that he's Jewish, but his family are Christians. So I'm guessing he used to be a Christian himself and he converted to Judaism? Who knows? I really don't care, but in the end of the day, he's a Jew. Yeah, look at Donald Trump. He used to be a Christian. Then, what was it, around 2012 is when he converted to Judaism? Yeah, so... It is what it is, just saying.
To people who knew and loved him, his family, he helped people get back on the right track in this world. He helped a woman who was living out of her car go into a house and get her life back on track.
You know what? This pastor dude was actually a force of good. He helped some chick, I'm guessing a junkie, clean her act up. And you gave him, as a reward, death? Yeah, you think that's cool? You think you're judge, jury, and executioner? You're not Judge Dredd, pal. Yeah, I don't think God would want you to kill somebody just like that, just because you think he's a idol worshiper. But yeah, it is your life. You do whatever the hell you want with it, apparently.
Do you think what you took was precious or valuable in any way?
Adam answered that question with a religious tangent. He said he was not sorry for what he did.
Will I apologize for my actions? Absolutely not.
Adam also told me that he had used drugs before.
So yeah, in a nutshell, this dude, he killed this guy, and he's sound of mind and body. He's not insane, he's not blaming drugs or anything, he did it under his own volitions. So yeah, he thought he was divine retribution against this guy. Yeah, that's really fucked up. Oh, and a side note, this chick is pretty cute, I would fuck her. Yeah, she's not bad, look at her. Yeah, it's a nice specimen of woman. But I digress. Let's return to the show.
But he did not believe that that is impacting his mental state. He also said he would be okay with execution.
Hey, at least the guy accepts his fate. Yeah, he said it'd be cool if they execute him. Yeah. Yeah, well, fuck it. He does deserve it. He shouldn't have killed people. No matter what. But whatever, I understand why he did it. I don't think that he's correct in it, but whatever, right? Yeah, here's another clip of the guy talking his shit. Let's watch it.
I'll show you, you can't kill God's son. That whole story is BS.
So if you're given the death penalty, it's not likely you'll be executed quickly.
Well, I want it quickly so that we can get this show on the road.
I agree. Fuck the foreplay, let's get down to the fucking, right? Just saying. Spread those cheeks, baby.
And show exactly what I'm trying to do. Oh, all you gotta do is just worship Jesus and you go to heaven. Your sins are all forgiven. That's not what God said.
But do you think God was going to forgive your sins?
Absolutely, he'll forgive my sins. He forgives, he's a forgiving God. He's a loving God.
Yeah, this dude justifies killing people because they're worshiping false idols. Yes, he considers Jesus a false idol. That's why the guy is Jewish. So yeah, in his eyes, these people are nothing but fucked up adulterers or whatever they call it.
Justify that. I mean, if you're killing somebody or multiple people attempted,
okay, but
how
it's
does
a
that work?
It's a commandment to rid Israel of evil. I have the plan to...
And because of that, that's why they bombed Iran, right? You did a preemptive attack to protect Israel. And who's winning? I don't know. Let's find out. suckers.
Rid this earth of evil.
You do realize most people look at this and think this is insane.
Good, and I'm glad they think that, but when reality strikes, it'll strike hard. From your perspective, that's murder. Thou shalt not kill. That is one of the Ten Commandments, but also God.
Yeah, if you truly believe all that shit, then why do you feel shame? Yes, look at you, you're looking away. So you do feel something. Deep inside of you, you realize that you fucked up. You did wrong. So no, buddy, you're not gonna go to heaven and get yourself your virgins or whatever the fuck you Jew people believe. I don't know. But yeah, you fucked up, guy. Next time, look in that straight in the eyes when you're gonna fuck people up. If not, you're lame.
Commands that if anybody is to preach that anyone other than him is God, we are to stone them to death and we are to execute them. And so I'm following that law.
Yeah, I didn't see you stoning nobody. So, yeah, you're not following the Bible or whatever commandment you're trying to do. Yeah, I mean, didn't you try to crucify somebody? Even though that's pretty cool, but yeah, you're supposed to do it traditionally, and it's supposed to be stoning or whatever. Just saying.
Interpreted this how you
interpret it. That's how God. That's the way God commanded it.
I don't think God said, go murder pastors. He just didn't.
He didn't tell me.
Gee, to me it seems that Jewish people are not that very forgiving and are not tolerant of other people. Yeah, they cry that everyone else is racist and anti-Semitic when you bring something up. Huh, ain't that funny? But whatever, all it does is makes people pissed off at them. And then people might do stuff. Yeah, it's better that people don't get mad and start warring against you, but it is what it is when people do what they're gonna do when they get tired. Yeah, so you guys better act accordingly. If not, then whatever, it's not my life. Well, you guys just do what you gotta do, keep on moving forward, and let's start kicking some ass. And let's build something together, because obviously other people are doing dumb shit. Just saying. Well, goodbye.
Duck goes all the way out there, she's gonna fall. She has to follow. He's gonna stop shooting.